In recent days, we've had the opportunity to visit with Rodney Jones, area economist with OSU Extension based out of Enid, about the ACRE program. That's, of course, the Average Crop Revenue Enhancement Program that a lot of folks signed up for last summer. We're still waiting on that 2009 payment. It'll come sometime this fall is our understanding. Not sure exactly when, but sometime this fall, a substantial payment likely to be coming to wheat farmers who signed up for last year's crop, 2009. We're still not sure what the exact payment is. One of the things you need to be doing, and Rodney talks with us about this, you need, if you haven't already done so, you've got until the 1st of June to get in and to offer a proof of a higher yield than the county average that you live in. You need to do that. Work with your local FSA office. It is something of a hassle, but you, through your crop insurance records and the like, you should be able to get that done. Need to work on that. Let's jump now to a conversation that we had while we were in Lahoma a few days back, talking with Rodney about the ACRE program, and started in 2009, considered 2010 as well. First year we could sign up for that was the 2009 crop. That was last summer, and Oklahoma had such a compelling case for a lot of our folks that were primarily wheat producers look hard at this crop.
That's absolutely correct, and Oklahoma essentially led the nation in percentage of signups. There were a few other states, very small cropping states that had had a few crops that had a little higher percentage. But if you look at the big agricultural states, Oklahoma led the nation, and really north central northwest Oklahoma led the state in terms of acre signup. And as you point out, Ron, that's understandable for two reasons. Number one, we had essentially what one could call the perfect setup for being eligible for an acre payment for wheat, especially in north central northwest Oklahoma, because of the crop failure and because of our delayed sign-up, our ability to sign up for that program for wheat producers, essentially after we knew what our yields actually were, not just a projection of our yields, but we knew what our yields were by late summer of 2009, and so it was pretty much a slam dunk for many of our Oklahoma wheat producers that knew they had a wheat yield loss in 2009 to go ahead and sign up for that program. It was a very complicated program. It was new nationwide. It's understandable why there was not a higher level of interest the first year out of the chute for that program. Just some very complicated calculations that a person had to go through to try to project whether that would be a wise choice relative to the traditional program. But yes, I felt like we did about as good a job as we could here in Oklahoma, and did end up with a pretty high sign-up level.
Now, you indicate we've got a little more work to do if you're already in the ACRE program, if you haven't taken care of it already, that you do need to deal with your proven yields and get with FSA between now and June 1.
That's correct. Of course, everyone knows they have to go in and sign up for the next program year. Even if you're already in ACRE, you still have to go in and sign the paperwork, just like you used to always have to go in and sign up for the direct program. Or if you're still in the direct program, you have to go in and sign up every year. You have to do that for the ACRE program as well. But there's one more step. If you're in the ACRE program, yields matter. Yields in 2009 matter on your farm, and FSA needs to know about those. But your proven history from 2004 through 2008 might matter, especially if you have yields that are above what they call your acre county yield, or kind of the default yield that they're going to give you. If you can go in and prove your yields up, your historical yields up higher than the default that they will give you, it can mean a lot of dollars in your pocket. And so folks are going to want to make sure that they have done that before the June 1 deadline, or at least check to see if they can beat the default yield that they're going to be given if they don't prove up their own yields.
What kind of dollar amounts are we going to end up seeing from 2009, you think?
Well, I think it's essentially certain that we are going to max out the acre payment on wheat. That's going to be a different number for different producers because of the reasons we just talked about. But the state payment on wheat is going to be, I can't remember the exact number, but it's between $46 and $47 per acre. That's kind of going to be the base payment for wheat for 2009. You get to multiply that number by the ratio of your individual farm yield to the state average, and the state average benchmark is 31.4 bushels. So, for example, if you can prove up your yields to well above 40 bushels an acre, you get to multiply that $46 and some odd cent figure by the ratio of 40 to 31, or you get to add about a fourth to it, or in some cases about a third to it. So there's many, many producers that are going to see acre payments in the $60, $65 an acre plus figure.
When are those payments coming? Is it sometime this fall, right?
They know that they're not even going to start calculating and sending those payments out. And again, I don't work for FSA, but just the rules are they cannot start calculating those payments until the end of the marketing year for all crops, which is October. So October, November would be the earliest that they could start sending out acre payments. It's a complicated program, and it's going to take a while to generate a lot of those payments and a lot of that information. So I would say it's going to be very near the end of the calendar year 2010 when we start to see those payments show up.
Finally, 2010, you indicated June 1 is our sign-up deadline for the 2010 crop year. Should we be looking seriously at acre if you're not in the program as an Oklahoma producer?
I wish I could answer that question definitively, Ron. We've been crunching those numbers and been trying to keep an eye on those numbers, and the answer is nowhere near as clear-cut as it was in 2009. It does appear to me like for wheat, for example, we're primarily a wheat state, especially up in this area. It does appear to me like the state level trigger for acre is likely to trip in 2010, meaning that there will be the potential for some acre payments on 2010 wheat. What would prevent that from happening would be an exceptionally high state yield in 2010. We've just come out with a preliminary estimate of about 33 bushels, I think. If it's not significantly better than that, or if the price doesn't increase during the 2010 marketing year, which we're not even at the start of yet, so who knows what's going to happen, but that doesn't look real likely given the world wheat situation. If neither one of those events occurs, it does appear fairly likely that the state level gate will swing open, which would allow the potential for an acre payment on 2010 wheat. The question then becomes, what else has to happen in order for that to be a good choice for producers? It does not appear like it's going to be an acre payment anywhere near the magnitude that it was in 2009, even if the other criteria are met. I think we'd be looking at more like an $8 or $10 or $12 an acre base state acre payment, as opposed to $45, $46, $47. And producers have to give up 3 years of 20% of their direct payments. So, you know, we're kind of on the bubble there. But the thing that I'm more concerned about, rather than the state level trigger tripping, is the farm level trigger. You know, you also have to have a revenue loss at the farm level in order to generate an acre payment on these various crops. And much of our wheat in this area of the state looks like it has above average yield potential. So if I'm a farmer out there and I'm looking at my own fields and I think I've got, pretty good looking wheat out there, my farm level trigger is not going to trip, and I'm not going to get an acre payment, even if the state level trigger does trip.
So probably keep the direct payment and just going down the road.
Well, I think if I'm a farmer that's looking out there at above average yield potential, that would certainly be my recommendation. Now, on the other hand, if I'm a farmer and I'm looking at my own individual farm numbers and I see some farms that maybe don't have a great yield potential in 2010, or looks like they might be a little short of the average in some areas where it got a little dry or something else has happened, I'm not going to discourage that person from signing up for acre, because I think there's a chance that they would get an acre payment. But it's just not the clear-cut, slam-dunk decision that it was a year ago.
And I guess the guy that's already signed up for the 09 acre program, he's automatically in acre for 10. If he gets a payment in 10, it's just gravy.
That's right. They made that choice last year, and I think they made an intelligent choice to sign up for Acre. So they're in Acre. They're going to take the 20% reduction in their direct payments for the next 3 years of the farm bill, and we knew that going in. And you're absolutely right. If on their farm they happen to get an Acre payment on wheat or on some other crop in 2010, that's just gravy on top of what they picked up for the 2009 crop year.
Rodney Jones of OSU Extension visiting with us about the Acre program. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.